Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. This is your hometown radio station right there in Madison and North Florida, and from Madison reaching wherever God would send it via the World Wide Web. Anywhere in the United States of America that you're joining us, we welcome you today. If you're joining us from another country, we welcome you here today. And if you are joining us because you've downloaded from our website this particular edition of Let's Talk About Jesus, we welcome you today. And if you're not a Christian, please stay tuned today. You know, there was a song written some time ago by Dottie Rambo, and it goes back many, many years. And the song was, "The World Needs Some Good News Bad." And I believe that that song is so much more true than it ever was those years ago. The world needs some good news bad. The news is so shocking. The news is so depressing most of the time. Every time you turn on the news channel, and I'm not saying we should bury our head in the sand, but you know, all of these negative things in our culture, in our society, even in the church many times, are an indication that the coming of Jesus Christ is very, very soon. And Jesus said about these end time circumstances that would mark the last of the last days. When you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head. Don't hang it down, but lift it up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Praise God. Jesus is coming soon, friend, but until He does, He promised to be with us no matter what conditions this world gets in. Until He comes for us, He promised to be with us, to never leave us, to never forsake us, to go with us all the way. Every person on this planet needs to know Christ not only as your Savior, but your Keeper until He comes. Praise God. The one you can count on in such uncertain times. That's why this message has such, this ancient message from the Old Covenant has such relevance to you and me who live in the 21st century. God's answer for life's uncertainties is such an important thing to understand. How God helps us in this fallen world who know Him and trust in Him. Praise God. So we invite you to join with us as we get ready to gather around the Word of God. If you, where you can, get you a glass of iced tea, a big Coca-Cola, whatever it is that will cool you off in this record-breaking heat. And let's get into God's holy Word today. We're taking our text, Jacob's Ladder, God's Answer for Life's Uncertainties, from Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 through 12. It says, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and down toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that